Scene 4 of The Guardian of the Threshold. A room in rose-red tones in the home of Strader and his wife Theodora. One notices by the arrangement of the room that they use it together, each for his own work. On Strader's work table, there are models of mechanisms. On Theodora's, things to do with mystic studies. The two are holding a conversation that shows them contemplating their 7th wedding anniversary. Strader. On this day, 7 years have passed since you became the dear companion of my life, became as well the source of light for me, that shone on an existence until then ever threatened by the darkness. In spirit I was poor, a starving man, when you came to my side and gave me everything the world had up to then withheld from me. For many years I had striven earnestly with scientific research in its strictest sense to find the values and the goals of life. I had to recognize one day quite clearly that all my striving was in vain, for I could learn from you how spirit reveals itself in man, concerned with things that had escaped my knowledge and my thought. I saw you at that time within the circle where Benedictus was the leader. I had the privilege of listening to your revelation. Then later in Thomasius, I could perceive how spirit training works mightily within a human soul. What I experienced through this deprived me of my faith in reason and in science, and yet it showed me nothing then which could seem understandable to me. I turned away from any kind of thinking, and only wished to go on living aimlessly now that life seemed so utterly bereft of value. I hoped that purely technical work to which I gave myself completely would bring benumbed forgetfulness. I lived a life of torment until I once again met you, and we became good friends. Theodora. Well, can I understand why just today remembrance brings those times so vividly before your soul again? In my own heart I also feel the need to look back on those days when we were drawn together for our life. I felt the constant strengthening at that time of forces opening my soul to knowledge from the spirit worlds. And under Felix Balder's worthy guidance, these forces reached the height that they were able to achieve just 7 years ago. About that time I met Capasius one day in Felix's woodland solitude. Long years he'd had of studious research, and now had fought his way toward spirit training. He felt he should become familiar with my way of gazing on the spirit world. I visited him often later on, and it was in his house that meeting you I was allowed to bring some healing to your agonies of mind. Strader. And then the true light shone into my soul that long had only looked into the darkness. Now I could see what spirit is in truth. You let me know what was revealed to you from higher worlds, in such a way that every doubt could swiftly disappear. All this affected me so much that first I merely saw in you the mediator for the spirit. It took some time before I recognized that not alone my spirit was listening to your words as they unveiled its true abode, but that my heart was taken captive too and could no longer do without the speaker. Theodora. When you confided to me how you felt, so strangely did you put it into words, as if not even with a single thought could you conceive of the fulfillment of the longing living in your heart. Your words seemed only seeking for good advice from a dear friend. You spoke of help of which you were in need, and of the strengthening of powers of soul that they might steady you in times of trial. Strader. That she, who heralded the spirit, could be destined also as my life companion, was something far removed from all my thought, when I confided in you, seeking help. Theodora. And how the words, released from heart to heart, revealed that this would be our path. It is the heart that often points out destiny. Strader. And when your heart spoke out the word of destiny, great waves of life streamed through my soul. Such waves I could not quickly feel or know, but when they later rose in memory out of soul depths, they then could be experienced as radiant light. And so, because I had that memory, yet could not grasp it consciously, as long as it was happening, I realized how much still separated me from actual perception of the spirit. It was the first time that I recognized the spirit present in my soul. It never has recurred, and yet it could in truth give certainty to me, which radiates its light on my whole life. And so these 7 blessed years have passed. I've been allowed to feel how all my work, technology itself, can be enriched by those whose attitude toward the spirit world is right. Through the enlivening spirit power that you bestowed on me, I could observe the energies of natural forces with such penetration that suddenly, as if inspired, there stood created before my spirit that new and promising machine. Within your light, my soul has felt the full maturing of those forces which would have perished had I lived alone. This certainty of life that I had won helped hold me upright even when Thomasius condemned before the Rose Cross Brotherhood so startlingly his scientific work and disavowed himself with a harsh judgment the very hour that should have lifted him to his life's peak. When all the outside world appeared to show almost too many contradictions, this inner certainty sustained me, and you alone could give me this. The spirit revelation I received through you at first brought me the knowledge I had striven for, and when the revelation came no more, you stayed my strength, bestowing light of soul. Theodora, deeply pondering, in a broken sentence, "And when the revelation came no more," Strada, "that often gravely worried me. I wondered if great pain would not result for you from loss of seership, and whether you, to spare me, bore it silently. But by your equanimity I saw that you in calmness bore your fate. However, recently a change has taken place. Your cheerfulness no longer shines around you, and in your eyes the glowing light has dimmed." Theodora, "It could not truly pain me that spirit revelation disappeared. Through destiny my path had changed, and this I could accept with calmness. But now the revelation is renewed, most painfully." Strada, "This is the first time in these 7 years that I can hardly follow you, for each experience of spirit used to be a source of inner happiness for you." Theodora, "Quite different is the revelation now. At first, as earlier, I felt impelled to blot out my own thinking. In former times, when I achieved this inward emptiness, a soft light would then weave around my soul, and spirit pictures wished to form themselves. But now there rises a repulsive feeling, invisibly, and I can tell quite clearly the power that I feel comes from outside. And fear comes pouring then into my soul. I cannot banish it. It takes control of me. I long for flight from that dread being that is invisible, yet most abhorrent. Filled with desire, it wants to move itself toward me, and I can only hate what is revealed." Strada, "For Theodora, this must be impossible. They say such an experience is usually the working of the forces of one's soul in mirror image, but your soul could not show such things as this." Theodora, reflecting slowly and painfully, "I know quite well this point of view. Therefore, with all the strength still left within my soul, I let myself sink fervently into the world of spirit, and prayed that all those beings who so often once inclined themselves toward me would graciously reveal how I could find the cause of all my pain. And then the radiant light appeared as formerly. It shaped itself into the image of an earthly man. It was Thomasius." Strada, deeply afflicted, overcome by the quick inrush of feelings, "Thomasius, the man in whom I always wanted to believe." Pause, then painfully reflecting, when I bring up before my inner being how he, confronted by the occult brotherhood, spoke there of Ahriman and of himself. Theodora is lost in contemplation and stares into space as if her spirit were absent. Oh, Theodora, what are you beholding now?
Curtain, end of scene 4.